B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start the story out of England. Kind of ties into what you said. A police officer could lose his job today after he told a female officer that he stirred her tea with his penis.
Oh, my God. No.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. Was he trying to help her out?
What?
PC Stephen Green claimed that he was having a bit of a laugh and that he had misjudged his friendship that his with his victim, but was found guilty of 9 charges in front of a disciplinary panel. Between May and July of last year, he made sexual comments toward the woman identified only as PCSOA and licked his lips while gyrating his hips in the canteen. PC Green watched her...
extra flavor today, love. I stirred it with my penis.
He also watched her changing in the female locker room and had given her a shoulder massage without her permission.
Well, that's all very wrong.
Yes. A second officer... described him as having a cocky attitude and behaving as though he owned the place.
Okay.
Another witness said PC Green told the female officer, I'm a PC, you're a PCSO. These are distinctions in
rank.
Right,
yes.
He said, I'm a PC, you're a PCSO. If I say bend over a table, you just do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When asked to clarify the incident in the locker room, another witness said that the door wasn't even knocked on. It was forcefully opened. I heard PC Green say, are you decent? And she jumped, and it made this witness jump as well, and I looked towards the door and saw that it was closing. The outcome will be decided this week, but he had stirred her tea with his penis.
I would like you to see that, especially if it's scalding hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
It'd be fun to watch him get hurt doing that. A mortified Glasgow couple only discovered their hotel windows were not tinted when neighbors complained about their lack of modesty. Oh, the unsuspecting pair had been enjoying a romantic getaway in the city under the illusion the glass in their room was privacy protected, but they'd actually been given they'd been giving strangers an eyeful as everyone could see directly into their window. Scared.
They can't see us outside. I'm holding my hole up to the window.
Yeah, one fuming neighbor.
Press 10.
Was so annoyed by their antics that they called up hotel reception, moaning that their guests needed to cover their modesty.
So had they been led to believe that the windows were...
Yes.
Woke? Oh, there you go.
In a TikTok video, the lass wandered aloud, a word to the wise, a very popular hotel in Glasgow does not have tinted windows. In the short clip, believed to be filmed in the Radisson Red, her boyfriend can be heard on the phone apologizing. Questioned by his girlfriend why he was saying sorry, he added, people have said from the hotel room across the road, you need to cover your modesty. He said the reception staff had told him they don't care what we do. Be warned, the couple, the glass is not privacy protected. So apparently someone had said to them that you can't see.
If I go into a hotel room and I'm up at any height or in a city, I will close the curtains a little bit or step away from the window. You know?
Not me. I do not care.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yep. And in fact, I'm like, I have no idea who you are. I'll never see you again.
Right.
Take a look. I just do not care. An argument over reigning Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady landed one man behind bars this weekend in Florida. The incident took place Sunday night in St. Petersburg after 33-year-old Brian Poulter had spent the day drinking with his friend. Friends, a police report said the heated argument about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback began on the way back to Poulter's home. Apparently, Poulter became enraged. A man hit, and he hit another man multiple times in the face.
Mm.
Despite visible injuries and a lot of blood in the area, the victim refused to press charges. Police say Poulter later entered his home and became physical with two women and shoved them.
Whoa.
One of the women slipped and hit her head on the counter, causing a large bruise and a cut. The injured woman refused to cooperate with police as well. But the second woman gave them a statement and Poulter was arrested. He was charged with domestic battery of the incident. But police did not say what exactly the group had been arguing about regarding Tom Brady. But it led to a big brawl.
Led to a brawl.
Face punching, yeah. This is pretty wild. I saw the video of this. A dog's unexpected flight from last week has gone viral online after a massive gust of wind managed to send him into the air. A Virginia family was shocked when Duke, their 70-pound Labrador retriever, was thrown into the air by a sudden dust devil on Tuesday. And by it thrown in the air, I mean lifted up and spun around.
Wow, poor guy.
The dog's okay, but the fact that, that it lifted this 70-pound dog, it's pretty wild to see the video. You can't believe it because you can't. It seems like he's flying. Duke's owner, Brittany, said while she was at work, her children took the family dog outside to play in the neighborhood. She said the weather wasn't initially anything to be concerned over. But the gusts came through, and they turned to see the dust devil form. It picked up Duke and put him back down a couple of times before disappearing. Later that evening, when she came home, Wampler's kids filled her in on the day's startling events, and the siblings all remained steadfast in their description of the events. And the dust devil picked up Duke, spun him around, and threw him over our underground dog fence. Wampler said she later decided to look into home security at doorbell footage, and she found a neighbor, I believe, who had a camera angle.
And, yeah, we can see the angle. The dog gets lifted up.
Lifted up and spun around in the air. And the dog weighs 70 pounds, so it was pretty wild. But he was able to get his paws back on the ground, and he's doing okay.
So a kid would have been lifted, no problem.
And then one last story. Here's why you should always check the local rules before getting an unconventional pet. A couple in Tumwater, Washington, is facing a fine of nearly $10,000 due to a noise complaint about their roosters. Yes, it's their chickens causing the problem, and a rooster specifically. Mike Johnson has two roosters on his 2+ acres of property, but the city has found that since Johnson's home is in a neighborhood zoned for single-family, medium-density dwellings, it's illegal for him to own the birds.
They can have chickens, though, correct?
I believe so, but not roosters, yes.
All right.
The Johnsons got their first noise complaint in September of 2020, and then in December, the city started fining the family $100 a day. After 98 days...
I can get this, though, when they
Yeah. In the morning, you're trying to sleep.
It's unbelievable.
So it's a fine totaling $9,800. Johnson appealed the city's ruling. A decision is expected within the next week. Johnson says his wife has a license for a nursery on the property, and they consider it a commercial farm.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Florida judge facing discipline for allegedly missing work and having court staff drive him to events, do his online shopping, and perform other personal errands has resigned from the bench. The commission opened an inquiry into Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Martin Zilber after getting a complaint last September about his behavior. The commission found clear and convincing evidence that Zilber engaged in the intemperate treatment or misuse of court staff and excessive absences.
Clerk, dance for me.
Zilber did not contest the inquiry's findings and took immediate responsibility for his conduct, so he fessed up.
All right, well, that's good.
His former judicial assistant, Dixadelia Dent, that's her name. Dixadelia Dent. outlining her allegations of mistreatment by Zilber, the commission said Zilber asked court staff to perform a number of tasks for him that were outside their job descriptions, including personal online shopping, registering his car at the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, and traveling to Miami Beach during work hours to pick up tickets for an art event.
Show me paint the fence.
So he has him running around doing all his grunt work. It said that Zilber asked his judicial assistant to assemble a scrapbook of his personal and professional achievements and asked her and his bailiff to drive him to appointments as well.
Maybe lunch.
They found that he sometimes required his judicial assistant, who was pregnant, to wheel his chair up several floors and then lift it onto the dais in his courtroom before hearings.
Piggyback?
He made other arrangements while her concerns were brought to his attention as well. So,
what a slob.
So he was having them run around doing things they didn't need to be doing. A man was charged Monday for an explosive gender reveal party that was heard by nearby residents in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. This is a follow-up. So I mentioned this story a couple weeks ago. Anthony Spinelli was charged with disorderly conduct. Police in Kingston, a town not far from the Massachusetts state line, received reports of a loud explosion on the night of April 20th. They responded to Toromeo Quarry, where they found people who acknowledged holding a gender reveal party with explosives. The source was Tannerite, of course.
Of course, Tannerite.
80 pounds
of it. 80 pounds of Tannerite.
Yeah, the family thought the quarry would be the safest spot to blow up the explosive, which is typically sold over the counter as a target for firearms practice. No injuries were reported. Now, I looked for this other story. Sometimes I put these stories in my Bizarre File, and then they get lost somewhere or another. But there was, I don't know if you guys saw the viral video. It was a gender reveal party, and I think they were just popping balloons and whatever the color came out determined. And the father-to-be. Did you see this?
No, but I'm already laughing.
So the balloon pops. Mm-hmm. It's a girl.
Yeah.
And he's holding something in his hand. He just drops, and he's like, damn it. He was pissed off that it was a girl.
Come on.
At the gender reveal
party.
And he's just like sulking and like kicking the ground and stuff.
What a girl.
Yeah.
Wait, this was the father?
This is the father.
Oh, my
so
God.
If you don't want to have a girl and you're firm of this, yeah, here it is. There she looking at the video.
Dumbass.
Then you probably shouldn't have a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
Right, and captured on film so your daughter can see it later, what a disappointment she was.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. An anonymous neighbor has left a rather pointed note for a fellow resident after overhearing their X-rated exploits one evening. The short typed letter, which was taped inside the apartment building's lift, is addressed to an unnamed woman who has, quote, extremely loud orgasms.
Wow.
The neighbor politely but firmly requests the woman close the window in future to prevent the sexy sounds.
Wow.
From disturbing others. Oh, God. The woman who has extremely... The note began to the woman who has extremely loud orgasms. Whilst we are very happy for you, could you please close your window and maybe consider your neighbors? A photo of the note was shared with Yahoo Lifestyle by another resident who captioned the picture saying, "Good morning, apartment living." With several laughing emojis. At least someone is getting laid and enjoying their time, they wrote. So,
okay.
This is pretty fun. I don't know if you guys saw this one a few days ago. A 7-foot alligator was captured by authorities in Florida after the animal chased pedestrians through a Wendy's parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
The deputy sheriff's office stated that he must have been hangry for a cheeseburger. But along with a nuisance alligator trapper from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, police responded to reports of a gator in Lehigh Acres. The gator, measuring 7 feet 3 inches, was eventually trapped in the parking lot.
They can get up a good head of steam, you know.
Yeah, they can. Of the Lehigh Acres Health and Rehabilitation Center across the street from the Wendy's.
I think at a short distance, they can get up to almost like a horse gallop.
The animal has since been relocated to an alligator farm. Casey, you'll be happy to know, while I was just in Florida visiting my mom and sister, they have there's a golf course right next to them, and the pond comes over onto their property. And Angie was telling me they have a gator that lives in there now.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I did not see him yet, but I'm going to keep an eye out for him. And if we ever go down there, we can hang out and just sit and wait him out.
I will sit there for hours and days.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap up the Bizarre File right now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.